Welcome into Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas with you here on this Monday evening. It's the first Monday of August. That means we're talking about high school football. And the first guest on the line here this evening is the head football coach of the Webster City Lynx. Andy Brim joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me on.
So, obviously, it is the first, I guess you can call it the unofficial start of football season with camp starting this week. I know in the past that your program hasn't necessarily done the week-long camp that a lot of others have done, but obviously off-season workouts were in full swing during the summer. I'm sure a lot of improvements were and a lot of things were noticed during those summer workouts and just, you know, leading up to getting ready for the start of official practice next week. Just throughout the summer, what are some things that you saw from your crew coming into this year that has you excited about what this fall could bring?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, the off season, we've had a good off season. We've got a good nucleus of kids that are very dedicated to improving themselves as athletes all around, that have really bought into the weight training and the speed training that we ask them to do. You know, the weight training is obviously year round, and speed training we kind of ramp up after spring break and go through the summer. You know, those kids are also in other sports and stuff, so we've got to be cognizant of that. But overall, you know, our weight room numbers continue to go up by the kids that buy in. We do a little bit of football stuff in the summer, but not nearly as much as some of the other schools. But I think we're excited about some of the potential that we have. And actually this year we're getting started tonight. We're going to do a week zero, if you will, camp. Mm-hmm. So normally we go to Central College for team camp, and we didn't get that opportunity this year. So we're going to change some things up a little bit, and yeah, we're going to hit the ground running tonight.
And as we take a look at this team coming in, at least looking first on the offensive side of the football, replace a couple of bell cows in your back from a year ago, Aiden Hernacek at spinner back, as well as Jackson Griffith at tailback and wing back as well, kind of rotated between those two spots at times. That are the kind of the main names, at least in the backfield, to replace. And on the offensive line, you lose some key guys like the Nuremberg boys, Colin and Bo Nuremberg, as well as Eli Esland, and definitely have some rebuilding to do on the line, but at the same time, you got some pieces coming back that I think I would feel the staff feels pretty comfortable about building around. Just what have you seen through the offseason about what the offense could look like in terms of personnel?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that comes with high school sports, is there's always kids leaving and there's always some that are staying and there's always new ones showing up. So, you know, some of those names that you mentioned, Griffith and Hernacek and Cole Nuremberg and Eli Esland, you know, those are going to be really hard kids to replace. They always are. Seniors are always really hard to replace. But, you know, we've got Caleb Hansen coming back, who's got quite a bit of experience now, you know, so a couple years of varsity football under his belt. So that'll be huge. Boston Farley ended up playing fullback towards the end of the year for us last year and continued to get better and better and better, and excited about him. And then, you know, we've got a couple of offensive linemen that are coming back. Zach Lahr's back, and we'll look to him to be a leader with our offensive line, as well as John Willarding. And then, you know, we'll fill in some spots here and there. Grant Aaron's back at tight end, so that'll be huge. So, you know, the cupboard's definitely not bare. We've got some kids coming back with some experience and some good leadership, and I think that'll help us, you know, get the kids that have to fill in those spots and be able to kind of hit the ground running, so to speak.
And on the defensive side of the football as well, you know, it's kind of a similar story. Obviously, a lot of those players we listed were two-way guys that made impacts on both sides of the football. But it definitely feels like, like you said, the cupboard's absolutely not bare on the defensive side of the football. Just what have you seen personnel-wise from what the defensive side of the football can look like?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, kind of the same thing, some same names and then some new names too. You know, a big one for us on defense, offense too, but on defense, I'm excited to see Coyce Batran in the back end of our defense. He's a great leader. He understands the game, and I think we'll understand it more and more and more as we get going. So having him back there definitely makes me a lot more comfortable, just to kind of help get people lined up. You know, and we've got some new kids. Grayson Simonton is going to be a sophomore and is an extremely athletic kid. So, you know, we're looking for him to be able to make some plays on both sides of the ball. You know, I mentioned Boston Farley playing fullback. He'll play on defense too and kind of run things in the middle for us. So, you know, we're excited about those things. And we've got a few other kids, you know, Grant Aarons, I mentioned him, but, you know, he had a lot of great defensive plays last year and he's back. So we've definitely got some spots. We got to figure out who's going to fall into there. And there's a lot of opportunities for kids to take advantage of if they're willing and ready.
And you talk about, just in closing, you talk about how you have this camp coming up this week here, hitting the ground running here with a week zero camp, and just, you know, looking forward to that. And then obviously practice getting started a week from today, official practice getting started a week from today. You know, in that time frame, what are the main things that you and the staff are looking for from this week zero camp here that starts tonight?
Yeah, I think just figuring out, you know, I always use the expression, you know, fitting all the puzzle pieces under the right spot. So, you know, that'll be a goal here for the next week or so, is do we have the right kids in the right places so that we can maximize their potential and so they can best help the team. You know, sometimes you can draw it out on paper 100 times and you think you've got it, but then you see a kid brings a different skill set or their body has changed. So maybe they're a lot stronger than you thought they were. Maybe, you know, they're a lot faster, so you can utilize them different ways. So, you know, just kind of making sure that we've got the right pieces of the puzzle in the right places, and then try to install our systems the best that we can. So, you know, what we're going to do offensively, defensively, and make sure that our kids are real sound as far as their techniques and their fundamentals, and be ready for week one at Iowa Falls.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck here as you get preseason camp and practice underway.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was Andy Brim, the head football coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. Up next, we're talking with New South Hamilton football coach Cole Billerbeck.